Hello and welcome to Hardcover Hoes, a long-distance book club where two book lovers express their feelings on their book of the moment via podcast. I am one half of your host, Sam Cabrera-Dixon.
And I am Sammy Skorstad.
Together we have come through book talk, combined our to-be-read lists, and now we intend to make our way through them one book at a time. We'd love for you to come along with us and join the discussion.
The books of the moment for today's episode are The Jasmine Throne and The Oleander Sword by Tasha Suri. Just a forewarning for those of you listening, this is not a spoiler-free zone. We will be discussing these books in all of their glory, which of course includes revealing the ending. Tasha Suri is the award-winning author of the books of Amba Duology, The Burning Kingdoms Trilogy, and What Souls Are Made Of. She has won the Best Newcomer, Sydney J. Bounds, from the British Fantasy Society and the World Fantasy Award for Best Novel. Yep. Her debut novel, Empire of Sand, was named one of the 100 Best Fantasy Books of All Time by Time Magazine. Holy shit.
Damn.
Okay. I feel like I haven't heard anyone talking about Empire of Sand. I feel like The Jasmine Throne was the first thing from her that people were talking about.
I feel like I've heard the title name, but I couldn't tell you what the cover looked like, you know?
Yeah. I did look up the covers of them, and I haven't seen them.
Okay.
They're kind of forgettable fantasy covers, if I'm being honest. Like, this one is not. I love the Jasmine Throne cover.
The only thing about the first Jasmine Throne cover is I feel like it looks like three other books that I've seen. So every time I see it, I'm like, which one is that?
Which one? Is that the fisting one? The She Who Became the Sun one? Like, that's...
Fisting?
That...
What?
Have you... No. Have you heard of She Who Became the Sun?
Yeah.
Everyone... That's the lesbian fisting one.
Oh.
Because there's, like, they have sex at a war camp, and there's fisting. And so that's... It's been named as...
The fisting one.
That, at least for me, that's how
that I was on it. Our TBR for a long time, too.
It was.
It might still be somewhere in fall.
Yep. So...
Anyway,
back to it. When she isn't writing, Tasha likes to cry over TV shows, buy too many notebooks, and indulge her geeky passion for reading about South Asian history. She lives with her family in a mildly haunted house in London.
Ooh. What does that mean?
It's not
fully haunted, just sometimes.
Yeah. Only mildly. Okay.
Before we jump into discussing our own thoughts and feelings regarding these books, I'm going to go ahead and read through the blurb on the back of the first book for the sake of contextualizing it. Quote, imprisoned by her... Hi, Yoda. Imprisoned by her dictator brother, how do we say her name?
Malini.
Malini? I thought Malini. It was Malini. Malini.
I think sounds it might correct. Be Malini.
Yeah. Imprisoned by her dictator brother, Malini spends her days in isolation in the Arana, an ancient temple that was once the source of the powerful, magical, deathless waters, but is now little more than a decaying ruin. Priya is a maidservant, one among several, who make the treacherous journey to the top of the Hirana every night to clean Malini's chambers. She's happy to be an anonymous judge so long as it keeps anyone from guessing the dangerous secret she hides. But when Malini accidentally bears witness to Priya's true nature, their destinies become irrevocably. And I can say it in my head so clearly, which makes me so angry. Anyways, angled. One is a vengeful princess, okay, I just can't say anything today, seeking to depose her brother from his throne. The other is a priestess seeking to find her family. Together, they will change the fate of an empire. Without any further ado, let's get into it. These are not the trigger warning, sorry.
Oh.
Those are Daisy Jones and the Six.
Do you...
I was like, drug use? What?
When?
We can freeball it.
Yeah, religious trauma, death, war,
I found it.
Okay.
Oh, she has it on her own website.
Oh my god, slay. I love that.
Absolute slay. Explicit violence, gender-based violence,
lots of that.
Homophobia, suicidal ideation, self-mutilation, abusive family dynamics, child murder, body horror, plant-based, forced what? Drug. Though it says it in parentheses, but the way that they put it does sound fun. Yeah, it does sound funny. forced drug use and depictions of addiction/withdrawal, colorism, and then there's more for the Oleander Sword. They're pretty much the same, but yeah, they're the same. Forced familial separation. is the only difference. Okay, yeah, cool. Well, shout out to her for having that on her website because we love that.
Love that.
So this has truly been on our TBR forever. Like, we
It
were gonna
has.
read it last year, we were gonna read it the year before.
Honest,
it's been on that list.
I've had the first book for like since 2020. No,
Okay.
when did it come out? It since it came
2021,
out.
I think. Yeah.
Okay, since it came out, I got this book. And yeah, it's just been sitting there. It's been looking pretty
It's been sitting there.
on my bookshelf. And what I talked about in the last episode I did was my reading slump.
Yeah.
I will say, going for a political heavy, plot heavy, high
Yeah.
fantasy book was not the way to go.
I'm not gonna lie, this almost slumped me.
Yes.
Book one almost slumped me.
Book one,
It
I got through book one.
Mm-hmm.
Book two, I sped read through, and
Fair.
it was difficult for me. Like book one, I at least was like I was still like curious and intrigued, I think. And then book two, it reminded me a lot of Poppy War.
Yeah, me too. That's what I was gonna
Yeah,
say.
it reminded me a
Yeah.
lot of Poppy
It was giving
War.
politics for
It was
sure.
giving politics. It was giving Priory of the Orange Tree. It was giving I can't handle all these fucking POVs and
Oh, that
storylines
was
right
my
now.
issue. Yeah.
So I and like it, with the poli I just checked out during book two a little bit. I don't know. Like the thing is, like I know that I could probably really appreciate the intricacies and the depth and the complicatedness and the like all of the politics and everything because I have liked that in the past. I am telling you right now, I need something smutty and dirty and stupid fantasy because
Yeah.
like this just was like I got through it, but like I did not get everything I could get out of it.
I totally know what you mean. I was nervous coming into this episode because I was like, what if Sammy really liked it? Because I didn't.
No.
Like, it was okay.
No, the thing is, like, I liked the first one. I think the second book was a little second book syndrome-y. It was
I agree.
slower.
Sammy,
It
you were
was
literally saying everything that I was like, I made notes of like what I wanted to talk
what you
about.
need to
You've hit
say.
them all.
Yes. And like I was so excited. Like I
Me
love the
too.
South Asian, like because we like there aren't a lot out there that are like especially that are popular and stuff and that are on people's radar. And I think this book is on a lot of people's radar.
For sure.
But like it just this like I think right now like I feel really bad passing judgment on any book just because like I am not in a like I love reading mindset right now. And when I'm in an I love reading mindset, I love like I enjoy so much more, obviously.
Yeah.
So it's like it feels unfair for me to pass because I'm like, I think in another stage of my life I would fucking love this book. But like and like taking more time with it and taking the time to really like sit and understand and like reread parts that were like, wait, what? But instead I just kept going or I got to a POV of a chapter and I was like, I don't want to read this right now. And so I would just skip it. And
Oh,
then
damn.
like obviously things don't fall into place when you're like skipping four pages here and there, you know? And so yeah.
I think like that's totally fair for me to say. I am in an I love reading mindset, and I still
Yeah.
thought this kind of fell flat to for me.
Okay.
I like I'm saying, book one, I was real close to being like, you know what, Sammy, let's just scratch this episode
That's just
and
I, bro, you
let's
would have
record after you get back from your trip.
if you would have done that, I would have gotten so much more sleep the past
I'm
couple of
dead, dude.
nights.
Same, same. I would have. I literally read this whole thing yesterday, pretty much, like
The second
listening to
one.
it while I was working.
I didn't even have the audiobook. I was just like, and you know that's hard for me. And so I was
You're
going
covering your
through,
mic.
oh, I didn't even have the audiobook. And you know that's hard for me. So I
Yeah,
was
yeah.
just going through,
You're using
like,
your own brain.
I was using my own brain, which is at like 50% ability right now. So.
It was genuinely a little hard for me because I was just like, I didn't have the audio for the first one, and then by some fucking miracle
You got
yesterday
the second,
morning, the
yeah.
second one came to my Libby account. I was like, oh my God, I'm actually actually going to do it.
I'm going
to
make it.
I was literally like, I don't know where I was going to find the time to read it otherwise. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm just going to have to sacrifice something today. I don't know what it's going to be.
I just sacrificed my sleep. So, yeah.
Yeah, girl. Reading the first one, when you were like, I'm 200 pages in, I was like, okay, Sammy can do it. I can do it.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to get 200 pages in, because you were like, I'm intrigued. And I was like, okay, if you're intrigued, I can be intrigued. And I got to like page 250 and I was like, where's the intrigue? Yeah. I'm not yet intrigued. Yeah. I feel like my biggest thing is the multiple pause. It was too many. And I think, like, I know you said reminded you a bit of Priory. And I hear a bunch of people saying that this reminds them of Priory.
I have more to say about that, but yes, continue.
I feel like, so I was like, okay, I'm going in it with the mindset of like how I went into Priory, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I fear that that there's a huge difference between the way that the POVs are done in Priory versus this one.
Yes, there are.
And that is location-based, not specific character.
Right.
So you have different characters in those locations and you just figure out who you're following.
Where we
that
are.
Way.
Yeah.
Versus in this, it was, oh, here's Bhumika. Oh, here's Malini. Oh, here's Priya. Then here's Chandra. Then here's, you know, all these other characters are like somebody who would get only one fucking chapter. And it was like, why are you doing this to me? And you're making me have to figure this out. And for what? For one chapter? Come on.
Okay. Here's the thing is like, I felt like, okay, so I got really frustrated because it was like, usually if there are a bunch of different POVs in a book, it's like what an author will do is like the first chapter, like it is established in the beginning and then it cycles through. So like all the first chapters are like introducing the ones that are going to be POVs and then it cycles through absolutely. Throughout. Mm-hmm. But there were new ones sprinkled in all
in
throughout
the
book.
Fucking book too.
In the second like, book too. And so I was like, okay. And then I got to a point where so, like, I looked up other people's, like, ideas about the – or, like, perspectives on this book because I was like, I kind of don't know what to feel. And some people were like, it helps to build a very thorough, like, understanding of everything that was happening in this universe. So it was, like, all the different perspectives helped to give, like, more insight into different areas and different things that we couldn't get from the other characters.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
For me, it felt like a very cheap way to deliver information.
Bro, I'm telling you, we are on the same wavelength this morning.
Okay. So it felt like just like that is like you're cheating. Like that's like such a like amateur way to give the readers information is introduce a character to use for 3 pages to deliver information. So that it's like, no, like I think I get the goal was to just create this like super politically or like super complicated world and like all the politics and all the war and all the religion and all this stuff. Like I get what the goal was. I couldn't appreciate how it was executed.
I agree with you. I think the other thing that you're almost touching on too is when you said like the complicated world thing. Listen, we all hate world building, okay?
Yes,
like we get it. Like I know that the first 300 pages of any first book of a fantasy series is going to be like, huh, right?
Yeah,
I know what to expect, so I'm expecting it. My thing is when they don't give you the context as to why these things are in place. I feel like they gave us the context for whatever Priya's like religion was,
the Yaksa related stuff.
We got the background on that pretty early on, kind of. So I was like, okay, sure. But everything else, like how did it come that Chandra was gonna be on the throne? Like what happened before? Like who fell to make that happen?
It was like the time of the flowers was one thing, and then
right. But where was the context on that? Like where was the?
I don't know.
An actual explanation so I understand.
The thing is, like I think
like,
it could
what's
be,
going on.
I think it could be set up to do like a prequel series as well, because there's so much of like this.
I agree.
Alluding to all
You're
of
right.
that, like it could, it in like. For the people who love this, it could be a very strong prequel.
I just think, like, if that's the case, put the prequel out before you put everything else out. Because it just made me feel like I don't know. And because I wasn't knowing, I was like, I don't really care.
Yeah, that's true. I remember, what did I write down at like 1 a.m., one of the mornings I was writing? I feel like there was some like weird intro, like some of the lines were weird too. I wasn't like, I also, like there were some good one-liners and then, but the rest of the writing itself was very lackluster to me.
I agree.
There was one line that made me laugh because I was like, that is so like internet speak.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? So funny.
I think I was heavily influenced by the fact that I read this on my Kindle, mm-hmm. and you can see other people's highlights mm-hmm. on the Kindle. So yeah. I was like, oh, am I supposed to think that that's a good line too?
Oh, sometimes. Okay. There was one line, I think Rao said it. It was in the first book, but it was like, it was not in fact fine, or it was in fact not fine. Yeah, it was not in fact fine. And okay. I was like, I just felt like that was such a meme-y type of line.
Yeah.
TikTok.
True.
I don't know. And like, just felt out of, like some things just felt out of, like some of the way that they were talking felt out of place for the time.
I agree. And there was a comment too in the second book, like when, I don't know, something happened. And then they were like, we had to make way for the press. I was like, the press?
What?
What? The press? I thought we're like, not, what? What do you mean the press? You totally took me out of the moment I was just in.
I'm picturing like people with cameras and microphones.
Yes. Like, what do you mean the press? I also got weird vibes with the writing at times. My biggest issue too, and I think this is just what I'm seeing lately personally when it comes to some of the fantasy we've been reading, is like pacing issues.
Yeah.
Like at 12% of book one is when we start learning that Priya's got something weird about her, right?
Yeah.
It's where like that girl Mina shows up.
Right. And
with
the
mask.
The rebel.
But also she has a moment where she goes, I know what you are. My note was a vampire.
Vampire. Say it out loud.
I was like, what's going on? And my comment under that was, what was going on? A temple daughter? It was like, we're getting so much info and not, like, too soon. Like, too soon to do big reveals, I felt.
Yeah. I mean, they set it up in the first chapter. Like, she was in the, like, marketplace or whatever, and, like, some man ran into her, and she's like, he's really lucky. He's really lucky I'm not the person I was raised to be. And... honestly, okay, I also, like, I liked Priya and Malini in the first one,
mm-hmm.
and then I didn't like Malini as much in the second one. It felt...
I saw a lot of reviews that said the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I just, like, it just felt... I don't know. Like, I think I was still... She was still building, and, like... I think there was just more, like, she felt more human in the first one, and then the second mm-hmm. one was just frustrating.
That's what so many people said, that they were frustrated with her in the second one. Yeah. I felt like, obviously, I knew they were gonna end up being something, right?
Yeah.
But I felt like it just kind of came out of nowhere.
Like, it felt, you know what it felt like to me?
What?
Stockholm Syndrome-y in the first one.
True.
I was like, because they're supposed to be, like, oh, it's, like, kind of, like, destined. Like, they're, like, irrevocably, like, all this stuff. And it was, like...
Yeah, yeah.
It kind of feels more... They are quite literally the only people who they have access to.
Who aren't trying to kill the other one.
Yeah. And they're using each other. Like, it didn't feel romantic. It felt very...
That's a good point.
It felt very forced and, like... Yeah, who else am I going to have a crush on? Like, this is the only other human I'm seeing for, like, large spans of time.
Literally. And, like, Priya was literally saving her at the same time. So, like, of course you're going to...
Fall for my captor. Yeah, like...
Yeah.
Oh, what is it? The hero... Like, there's a word for that, too. Like, when you fall for the person who, like, saves you. I don't know what it's called, but I always...
Yeah.
The iCarly episode when Freddie saves Carly from the getting hit by a car. And then Carly's like, oh my god, maybe I do have a crush on you. And Freddie's like, no, it's just because I saved your life.
Yeah, like that.
Like that. Yeah.
I just felt like they were trying to hint at tension, but then it wasn't, you know?
There wasn't any.
It was not enough for me to feel like it was believable when they finally do, like, have their moment. And then, like, in the second book, it was giving second book syndrome, like you said. Yeah. And normally, like, we've been saying second book syndrome as in, like, there's somebody who went missing at the end of book one and now we have to get them back. And it wasn't like that this time, but it was very much like, we need to get to Chandra. Like, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
And it took the whole book, essentially, before we could get book. There.
Yeah.
Yeah, which just, I just don't have patience for that kind of stuff anymore, yeah. I feel like that the second book could have been 200 pages shorter and gotten the point across. There was a lot of pacing issues, like a lot of this thing is taking so long, and then all of a sudden Priya's there again. And it's like, whoa, what? Yeah. How did she get there? I thought it was really far away. Like, what's going on? I don't know.
Like, there's a map in the beginning of the first one, and I'm like...
Oh, was there? I had the Kindle version. I don't think I saw it. Is anything close together?
It, I don't know. What the fuck? It's in the shape of a flower, and one petal is...
I kind of remember that.
I don't know. There's no way to actually know how close everything is.
What do you mean? There's not a little thing that shows you, like,
there's like a direct... scale, the little scale.
Yeah,
the
little
side
scale.
Like,
yeah.
This is how many kilometers a centimeter is. No.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. And then, like, I'm also kind of confused about, like, the magic systems a little bit. And,
oh,
like...
same. I was just like, at least for that part, I was like, you know, I'm going to let whatever happens happen.
It's fine. I don't have to understand.
Magic is magic.
Coming
That's from. Fine. Yeah. That's okay. Which I think was kind of the point of the second book, was to show, like, all this time Priya has been using this power, but it wasn't at no cost, you know?
Right.
And I think also we see that with, like, Ashok and whatever else happened with
Ashok
them.
Ashok is no longer Ashok, but.
Yeah. And there's
he's
others.
A tree man.
He's a tree man. Boomika was the only truly likable character.
She was. I liked her.
Love Boomika.
Yeah.
Her poor kid.
I know.
I'm confused.
Padma.
Yeah. And Rook. I thought Rook was going to be a minor character, but apparently he's not.
I thought they were going to kill him. I was like,
me
there's
too.
No way this kid's going to survive through the second book. But then
Little tree kid.
And then, but one parallel I did. Chuck was the one who took care of Priya after the temple, the Hirana fire, like everyone burned or whatever. And now, like, I see the parallel of like Rook now having Padma to take care of. And
yeah, that's a good point,
safe.
Actually.
And look so, like, I know, look at me and literary devices. But so, like, I think that's going to be a something in the next book. Will I read the next book? Probably not. But. That is my prediction. That's going to be a thing.
Yeah, I feel that. Before we move on to discuss the rest of the Burning Kingdoms trilogy, let's listen to a quick word about the brand sponsoring today's episode.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, let's continue the conversation. So the
There's
whole
a lot of-
true name thing with Rao was like,
I
what is going
that.
On?
That
but I was like, it's very obvious too. Like, I was getting where it was going from the beginning. I feel like there were a lot of things that were supposed to maybe land
bigger. Like
bigger,
well,
and instead it was like, you gave me too many hints and I got there already, so now I'm just frustrated because I'm
you guys
impatient.
Are not communicating.
Yeah.
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 Like so much
everything.
Shit would be easier if you just said it earlier and like, all the time, like, it's not the time yet. It's not
like
Rao
and the true name thing, I was like, okay, so Milani is going to be
Empress
and important and like the key to all the issues. I was like, okay, cool, got that.
But it was like the entire book was like, now is not the time. It can't happen yet. Like, he's like waiting for the sign.
I was like, Jesus Christ, we know what's going on. Like, we all got it. We're all there. And then, like, when Ashok died, I was like, I don't think he really died.
No. Show me the body or it's not real.
Yeah, exactly. Especially, and they gave us too many hints, right? Like,
yeah.
Especially Bhumika being like, I didn't get to bury him because we never found his body. Like, a girl.
That is the most obvious.
Girl. Get what you're putting down. You can stop putting it down so hard.
Yeah. What else?
And yeah. Every time that Priya and Malini actually almost kissed or something almost happened, it was like immediately severed by something else happening. And I was like, this is not the kind of slow burn that I like. Either make me wait the whole time for like a big payoff or just cut it out. Like, I don't want like we almost. We almost. But yeah,
I hate also. That shit. Okay, I also think this is what I got from the first book mostly.
Yeah.
And it kind of continued on to the second book. But, like, they mentioned it the way that the two of them love is different. And Priya is very, like, fully devoted and, like, all love enough for both of us and blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And Malini's, like, picks things apart and, like, separates things. And, like, this part of you I like. Mm-hmm. This part of you is useful. This part, blah, blah, blah. And Priya's kind of like, okay, whatever. But the way that the pining and the devotion is built for Priya over time, like, it first starts with, like, infatuation. And then it was like, oh, no, I'm attracted. This is inconvenient. And then, but, like, Malini, I think the reverse, like, I think we saw the feelings grow for Priya towards Malini. But then Malini, it was, like, very intertwined with, like, this person is going to help me. This person's going, like, I can use this person. And, like, so the romance part of it was it was like, wait, is this, like, really fucked up and manipulative?
Kind of, huh?
Yeah, and, like, it just wasn't, like, I wasn't invested in the pining and the romance because on one side, it wasn't as, like, pining. It wasn't that, like, slow burn pining that
I
like.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It was a little, well,
unethical, maybe. Unethical,
perhaps.
Yeah.
I do have a note 76% of the way through that says Sammy's gonna love this. Do you want to take a guess
from the first
what it was? Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Was it in the waterfall?
It was when Malini holds the knife to Priya.
Oh. her rib.
Yeah.
Like, I'll kill her.
Yeah, I will. I'll do it.
She would rather die than show you the ways to the water. Yeah, no.
The tension and the holding the knife. I literally, my note was Sammy's gonna love this.
Oh, I forgot about that. Okay, yeah. Well, apparently not that much because I fucking forgot about it. But
it's okay.
I think I like the knife to the throat better. Like, the ribs just doesn't
hit. That's fair.
It doesn't hit as much.
It doesn't hit the same. I feel you. No. I feel you.
Yeah. One thing, okay, the religious systems. So they have different faiths.
Yeah.
But they're, like, both, like because the Yaks is real. And then the other shit's kind of real, too.
Mm-hmm. And there's the motherly fire or something right. like that.
Right, yeah. And I think that was confusing. Like, I kind of...
It was very confusing.
It was confusing for me, but it was, like... Also, I don't think the Yaks is, like, not capitalized. That confused me.
Okay, fair. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Like, I was like, it's a holy, I guess it's like the gods versus God. I guess that makes sense. But I don't know, man. I think when there are two, like, opposing religious things,
mm-hmm.
and both of them end up being, like, intertwined with magic systems and, like, end up kind of being true, and there's, like, shit behind them that works.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, really hard for me to wrap my head around because, like, my entire life has been, like, everyone's fighting for, like, the one true religion and what's real and what's not. I think my brain just generally struggles with the, like, two things can be true at the same time. And... I don't like that. That makes everything short circuit in my brain.
That's fair. I just feel like this had too much going on.
Huh?
I feel like everything had too much going on. Yeah. Like, there were so many. And I know we've read books in the past where there's a lot going on, but I think that there's just a way to do it, and this perhaps was not
the way.
It just made every little subplot fall flat for me, because there was too many things. Yeah. Like, there's the rot, there's the all of the politics, which is fine. I like the politics. It was giving Poppy War in a lot of ways, like you said. Mm-hmm. Like, I like that. But, and then there was, like, oh, like you said, the two religions and everything's coming true at the same time. And then there was, like, now we have tree people. And also, if you dunk yourself in this little pool, you're going to be twice born. And then there was, like, oh, everybody's brothers and sisters are kind of crazy. Yeah. Oh, and now there's fire, but it's not that kind of fire because it's different fire. And we need you to burn. And it was just too much for me.
Also, it took me so long to realize that Ashok and Priya weren't actually blood related. They were just like temple siblings. I was like, wait a second.
That perhaps might just be you.
I know. I think that was just me. But I was like, I started reading. I'm like, oh yeah, brother and sister. Like, that's cute. Like, of course she'll do anything for him.
You know what's funny is when we read, what was the last thing we read, the other fantasy thing, and you got that they were brother. Yeah, we got the sibling thing. They were brothers. Yeah, right away. And I did not.
That one was so funny though, because I was just so checked. Like, I was not invested in that story at all, and so I was just paying attention to dialogue, and I was like, the way they're talking, they're so, that makes that just like, yeah. And then when there was the reveal that they were, I was like, what? Like, I thought we already knew this.
Right. Mm-hmm. I will say I did like the scene between Priya and Malini where Priya is telling Malini to try and break her.
Oh, that was...
I was like, okay. I literally, my note was slay.
That was, there were some pretty lines there.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. And I was like, okay, finally, something's happening. 75% of the way through the second book.
Oh, goddamn time. What
else? I just feel like I think there was too much hype maybe for me.
That's fair. I was sad there's so much misogyny in this book. There's so much, like, stupid men. This truly was, like, female, like, girl boss. Power, empowerment. Like, everyone who was actually powerful and getting shit done was a woman.
Yeah.
And then the men were just like stepping on everyone. Being infuriating. And like Aditya, is that how you say? He was infuriating. Because like he was good, but he was complacent and he wasn't doing shit. He was so annoying. Like he wasn't, because like in comparison to Chandra, obviously he's like the good one. But, like, in his complacency, he was, like, so, in like, he was like, oh, you are causing a lot of harm as well in your, like, inability to, like, do things and, like, stop looking in your fucking pool and shit. I don't know. And then I think I was sad, though, when he did die. I was sad when Rao.
That's fair.
Rao was the least infuriating man, besides, like, Rook.
Agree.
But, so, like, I was sad for, because, like, that, I think that was giving, like, gay longing and pining more than.
True. I feel like.
Mani and Priya.
I agree. I feel like Rao embodies Hosier as someone new.
Yeah, true.
Like, every other man on the page, this man was pining, like, after.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and then they had a tragic death in some sort of way.
I know, and then by the end, he was like, "I'm not built for this. Like, I can't, I can't care about people."
Poor Rao. I also was like, "Slay for Bhumika," when her and Jeevan, was that his name, Jeevan?
Yeah,
yeah. And when she, her and Jeevan start, yeah. You know,
she deserves an actual love
I know. Story. I loved when she like needed help with her hair or like her dress or something, and he was like, she was like, yeah, please help me. I love stuff like that.
I know, he gets all flustered.
What happened to Bhumika? I think I checked
don't
out.
Know. I checked okay. out too. All of a sudden, Padma's alone. Boomika, like, she's like Boomika. Where like, is Boomika's she? Like not Boomika. I think it has to do with the thrice-born shit, and okay. she's
and like the power. Because
everyone's
and the
losing their yeah.
Okay,
but
okay.
I do think she'll be coming back.
I hope
and
so.
Being okay. But yeah. All of a sudden, I was like, wait a second, what happened? Like, they're giving Padma away. Like. Boomika, they're talking about Boomika not being there anymore.
Yeah.
And
I was like, huh? What happened to Boomika? I thought when? She was right there.
What? Why? Yeah.
Pain. And then, of course, oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I liked Malini being a little bloodthirsty little
oh, same.
Killing machine at the I end. Support I did women's appreciate wrongs. That. Yes.
Yeah.
Killing Chandra and then the priest that.
Fuck yeah.
Was, yeah. That was.
I it bad. Did hurt that we had to see Priya, you know, turn against Malini, but I liked, I guess, the way that that scene went down, as frustrating as it was. Like, I liked yeah. that Priya, first of all, set it up, like she said, in 30 minutes, right? Send somebody.
Yeah,
tell
like
them,
she
tell them
not,
what I did.
She did not actually want, she was doing everything she could to do what she had to do for that stupid fucking bargain shit she made. And then,
yeah,
but yeah, still yeah. not kill Malini.
It was frustrating, Malini. Like, to know that Malini didn't quite get it. She was like, yeah. no, you have a choice. But Priya was like, I literally do not.
Yeah.
I'm making a very direct choice by, like, setting this up so you will not die.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was
but
like.
But I was like, obviously, how can Malini know? Right. But I was like, come on. But I know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested, like, obviously, we both thought this was a duology.
Yeah.
Going into it. I saw after I finished the first one the other day, I went to go like double check the name of the second one before I went to go download it on my Kindle. And on Goodreads, it shows you when there's like an untitled book right at, mm-hmm. in the series. And I was like, oh, wait.
what's, oh, fuck me.
What's this? Who are you? So I was like, damn, okay. Well, at least I know in advance that like this is going to end on another cliffhanger.
Yep. And then, yeah, so Malini's okay.
Priya's, yeah, she'll live.
Yeah, she's fine. And then Priya's going back to, or back in, Arania.
How?
Arania.
I feel like in my head I know how to say it. Don't yes. you hate when that happens?
Yes, I because like I was pronouncing it away in my head, but it's not coming out of my mouth. The
is
way
it
that
Ahirania? Is that it?
Ahirania, yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm.
I did love, okay, wait, when they were in the waterfall in the first one,
yeah.
I did put a note on this. When Priya was like rushing out Malini's hair, and mm-hmm. she goes, my hair is easier to manage than yours. No curls. And then Malini goes, I know you're trying to avoid talking about us. I thought that was funny.
That is funny. Yeah, I wish, I don't know, maybe I'll pick up the next one when it comes out,
yeah.
but I fear it just didn't, I don't know, I don't know, it just didn't do what I thought it was gonna do.
Boomika, wait, after she had the baby and Priya's holding her, and Priya just goes, she smells. And then Boomika goes, the first words the poor thing gets to hear, and that's what you offer her.
I feel like, you know what? I feel like maybe there wasn't enough funny moments for me. Like, they were few and yeah. far between. Like, I needed a pinch of comedic
little,
relief.
I'm going through my notes, and I think I literally only put notes on the, like...
the funny things?
Yeah.
That's funny, actually. Funny things and smut.
Funny things and smut, but the smut, like the spice, didn't even hit the way I wanted it
yeah,
to hit.
Yeah, it wasn't
like for a like a book and a half to get to it.
Yeah,
it didn't. I was like, wait.
And then it was very fade to black. Anyways,
yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Also, they're lesbians. There's no way it didn't last. Like, you're telling me it was like done in 30 minutes? No. Lies.
I loved the letters to each other thing. I will say that.
Was cute.
And I liked the last letter that Priya writes, is, Malini, would it have been better if I had left you answers, written you one final letter and folded it into your trunk or in your bed in the place where I slept beside you? Would it comfort you at all to know that I wanted to love you forever, that I wanted to be yours for the rest of my life, that I chose hurting you over letting you and everyone I love die? Maybe not. Maybe it's better like this. Hate me, Malini. Hate me and live. I can love enough for the both of us. Like, that was good.
That line is poetic.
I like Priya. Like, I like Priya.
I like Priya.
I felt like, I don't know, Malini, like, can put more effort in.
Malini, I feel like, is just, like, replaced for a different character, and I wouldn't really care, but I like Priya. Like, I feel like Priya is a more whole character for me to understand. Mm-hmm. But Malini
feels more real.
Yeah, Malini feels like, Malini, even though we have dual POV, and you're supposed to get every to see everyone else as actual people. Like, I feel like recently reading Six of Crows, I was like, I felt like all of those characters were real people.
Right.
Whereas, like, for some of these, it was, like, very half-assed characters. And even Malini, who's, like, arguably the one of the two main characters, she just felt like Priya's love interest and the Empress.
Yeah, not really, like, a fully fleshed out. Yeah.
And maybe that's intentional, because, like, she was, maybe she isn't a fully fleshed out human yet, and that's why. Yeah,
maybe
why.
This is, like, her starting point.
Yeah, and I don't know.
But damn, at the end of book two of a trilogy? That's kind of a lot. I think, like, when I rated this on Goodreads for both of them when I finished, I kind of didn't really know where to throw it.
Yeah.
I think they're, like, a 3.5 for me. This is not the worst book. Okay. Wow, look at us today.
I was going to do it. Because, like,
hey,
it has the things. It has the moving parts. It has it just, like, and, like, I at the same, again, I'm, like, I don't feel fully comfortable passing judgment, because I'm, like, maybe I would really like this when I'm have the patience and the time and the interest in reading generally. But. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do think it's interesting that we felt the same, though. Like,
yeah, and you.
Yeah. I also wasn't like, this is the most beautiful piece of literature I've ever read.
It did make me think about Poppy War, and it did make me. And then at the same time on TikTok, I'm getting all of the, like, Poppy. Like, I feel like Poppy War is starting to have a slight resurgence.
Oh, slay. Good and, for
Arquan. Right? And so I was getting, like, some of, like, the best, like, Nausea and Rin stuff. And I was like, oh, my God, wait, I miss them. Like, that series hit in every way.
And I think that was to this series' detriment, because I was also thinking about Poppy War. And then I was thinking, man, Poppy War was so good.
Right. I was like, damn.
And now I'm here.
I can reread Poppy War. Yeah.
Which I think is not what you want when you're.
No.
Not what you want your readers to be thinking when they're reading your book. Is that they would rather be reading something else. But I did kind of feel like I would rather be reading something else when I was reading this. Yeah. But we did it. And I feel like lately, I've been really happy that we've finally kind of combing through the backlog of very popular book talk books, because I'm like, I've had FOMO. Like, the FOMO's just been sitting there.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, okay, well, now I know.
Yeah.
I fucked around and found out. But I think a 3.5 is pretty fair for this. Perhaps I'll pick up the next one when it comes out, but perhaps not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any further remarks?
No. I don't think so.
That's fair.
Even Rin, like, the Priya, sorry, I'm going to compare it to Poppy War super quick, but, like, Rin and Priya and, like, the power, like, kind of over-consuming them type shit is similar.
Super similar. And they're both, like, deathly and good with their little magic and, you know. They definitely, I would say that's a fair character comparison.
Yeah.
That's why I think, like, Malini needs to step it up. She kind of can't really do much. You know what I mean? Like, she kind of relies on other people.
Which is fair. Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, she doesn't wield the swords. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, she didn't kill anyone.
Give her something.
Until that last moment, like, with the priest.
Yeah.
And that was like, he forced her hand.
I mean, she kind of killed her brother.
Yeah, but that was like with poison. I'm saying she's not the like one wielding a sword. Yeah, that's true. Like, if they were all had to go back to back and fight, she would be kind of useless. Not for nothing.
Yeah. True.
Oh, the cats are catting. I guess it's time to wrap it up.
All right.
Okay, I think that's where we're going to leave it for this episode. Before we part, we'd just like to thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, I encourage you to leave a review on whichever platform you are listening on, if applicable. If you have any further questions regarding topics discussed throughout the episode, feel free to join our Hardcover Hose Discord server via the link in the show notes or send us an email at hardcoverhosepod@gmail.com. Feel free to... I guess. Feel free to recommend books to cover in future episodes as well. I haven't had any coffee yet today.
Neither have I.
Hey, look at us today.
It sucks.
As always, I am Sam Cabrera Dixon.
I'm Sammy Scorstead.
And this has been an episode of Hardcover Hose. If you enjoyed this listening experience and you'd like to follow along with us next time, the next book on our to-be-read list is Daisy Jones and the Six by Taylor Jenkins Reid. Until we meet again, enjoy your reading.